In this bulletin, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says he has the support of the Nationals party room amid speculation of a leadership challenge. Multiple asylum seeker families on Nauru flown to Australia for medical reasons. And in cricket, Pakistan strengthens its hold over Australia in a second test match in Abu Dhabi. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says he has the absolute support of the Nationals party room, despite rumblings Barnaby Joyce could try to topple him within days. Mr. McCormack has led the Nationals since February, when Mr. Joyce resigned after former staffer Vicky Campion became pregnant with his child. Mr. Joyce has confirmed his ambitions to be the leader again and says he wouldn't turn it down if it was offered, but he claims he's not actively pursuing it. Mr. McCormack says he's not concerned about a possible leadership challenge.
Barnaby Joyce has said that he's not canvassing out, and I believe him. Whether or not others are, well, that's a matter for them. But the fact is, I have the majority support in the National Party. And the fact is, I have to say, not one National Party member has come to me and said that they're dissatisfied with anything.
The Liberal Party has denied sending an email to Wentworth voters which claimed independent candidate Keren Phelps was pulling out because she was diagnosed with HIV. The contents of the email, which has been circulating since Sunday, claimed Dr. Phelps was withdrawing from the election and that recipients should vote for Liberal candidate Dave Sharma. Mr. Sharma has told Channel 9 the email was disgraceful.
It's just vile and despicable. I was shocked and appalled by them, not only for the dishonesty and the smears involved, but for the stigma it put around people with HIV/AIDS. This has no place in any sort of a campaign.
Dr. Phelps says she's disgusted by the email. She's told the Nine Network she wants to just focus on her campaign.
Well, I was warned that there'd be some dirty tricks in a political campaign with as much at stake as this. And I think the important thing is that I just press on with my policy agenda. I'm talking to the people of Wentworth about what we can achieve for the future of Australia.
Multiple asylum seeker families have left Nauru and have been flown to Australia for medical reasons as pressure builds on the Morrison government to get children off the island. Refugee advocates have confirmed 15 people across three families left the Pacific nation on Monday, while Iranian, Somali and Lebanese families left on Tuesday. A Tamil father and daughter and another Lebanese family left the island yesterday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been under pressure to get asylum seekers off Nauru, as doctors say they're mentally shattered after years in limbo. He's talking to Labor and crossbench senators about reviving a stalled 2016 bill to send asylum seekers to New Zealand as long as they can never travel to Australia. Russian President Vladimir Putin says authorities are investigating a school shooting in the Black Sea region of Crimea. At least 19 people are dead and dozens of others injured after an 18-year-old student allegedly shot his fellow students at a college in the city of Kursk before killing himself. Russian officials at first reported a gas explosion, but then said an explosive device ripped through the college and a second device had been found in the belongings of the student and defused. President Putin says they're still searching for a motive.
I want to express condolences to the relatives of those who died and hope the injured will recover as soon as possible. We will do everything for that. It has become clear by now that this is a crime. The motives and the circumstances of this tragedy are being thoroughly investigated.
Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, prompting international condemnation and Western sanctions. But since then, there have been no major outbreaks of violence in the region. In sport, Australian batsman Aaron Finch says his side has a lot of work to do after being bowled out for only 145 runs on day two of the second test against Pakistan. Pakistan ended the day at 2 for 144, extending their lead over Australia to 281 runs. Finch says his side was unable to adjust to the Pakistani bowlers.
I think the way that they come out and bowled this morning was really good. Mohammad Abbas didn't miss the stumps too often. Always bowls a good length, so it's up to us to try and negate that, especially in the second dig, and come up with some really good plans against him. He's bowled well in the last couple of innings against us, so I don't think that it's that it's the amount of seam or anything like that. I think it was just some really good bowling.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, showers, a possible storm, 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Hobart, a few showers, 22. Canberra, possible showers, 23. Wollongong, more showers and a possible storm, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 24. Brisbane, a possible shower, 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.